Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My nose is like a lot longer going this way. It's just what? Like, I mean, I have a big nose anyways, but it's a little easier to deal with this way.
Interesting.
So if it's on a certain side, I try to be towards like an angle where it's not like.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
It's that time, pregame. We answer your guys' questions. Thank you so much.
The only pregame we're on.
Yes. Ain't that the truth? Does anyone want to see more of Aaron and I on a pregame show? Go ahead and write your local congressman.
What's the address?
Exactly. 10201 West Pico Boulevard, actually. Los Angeles, California, 933, I think. I don't know what the other end of the zip code is, but you'll figure it out if it matters to you. And it matters to us. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is Super Bowl week for us. Aaron's about to get on a flight. I get on one tomorrow, and it's going to be a time. So we're going to dive into these questions and then keep them coming. We appreciate you. First one, J.R. Anderson, 10. Best advice for a youngish dad trying to raise three girls. Help. Mm-hmm. First of all, you're adorable and girl dad angel. Aaron and I are big daddy's girls. I would say... My dad had an expression that he had a lot of expressions, but he said, it's not my job to be your friend. It's my job to be your father. And then at 18, you can decide if you want to be my friend. And growing up, this was tough on us, but I always knew how much he loved us. And so when I look back on it, he did a good job because I mean, I like who I am, I guess, but more about you're going to have to be tough on those girls and you're not doing them any favors by, you know, just letting them pass because when they get out into the big world and as Aaron and I know, like working with majority men, really, it's like you got to be tough and stand your ground. And so raise those little girls to be really tough. But in the words of Cinderella, have courage and be kind. So I think be tough, but also know that, you know, show some love along the way. That's
and be a good listener and relate to them. My dad's a great listener. I feel like I can talk to my dad about anything. He always is, you know, asking questions and, like I said, listening. And he's so good at that. And I appreciate that. And that's why we have such a strong relationship.
So cute.
Allison Couch, Valentine's Day date. Reservations out or a cozy dinner? Gift or no gift? Just a card? Question mark. We are super chill for Valentine's Day. We kind of already have our plans set in place and it's not a big to-do or anything like that. I like to give a little card. I like to do a little card from Howie. Gift, I mean, it's nothing like, you know, in the past when we were first dating, he had just won another Stanley Cup and I would get him
casual
like pictures of him on, I would get pictures of him on the ice and frame it as like his Valentine's Day card and stuff. Or my husband really likes candy a little too much. So
I didn't know Jared's a candy guy.
Oh my
I didn't know that.
God.
Really?
You think there's a drawer in your fridge for for fruit and vegetables. There's a drawer in our fridge for chocolate bars.
Stop it.
Oh my God.
I didn't know that.
Walking like diabetes ad. Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's Jared. Yes. What a guy. You know? Full of surprises. God. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, this is Steve and I's first Valentine's Day together.
Oh.
I've always loved Valentine's Day. I'm not girly. You and I are more tomboyish, but like I get girly with Valentine's Day. Like I like to even wear like a red dress or like a pink this. Like, I don't know. I like it. I think it's like a sweet holiday. Yes, it's the whole Hallmark thing, whatever. But I even like for like girlfriends, like get them gifts and just tell them I love them. I don't know. I like it. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Isn't it? It's like the day after we get back from the Super Bowl or
Tuesday.
I don't know. I'll do something, but yeah, I'm really girly. I would love nothing more than to go there. Now that is the gift that keeps on giving. So I'll figure it out. But Allison, if you have any ideas, let me know if you come up with something. CJ Barros, Aaron, are you still a high risk returner or have you gained some status back? That's adorable, CJ.
I really, during the season, don't buy any clothes. We have our girl, Alyssa Green, that does it for us. So she's probably a high-risk returner for everything. Where I'm like a problem at the beginning of the season. I'm feeling it. I'm tan. I like where my body is. And then by November, December, I'm like, no, I'm not going to wear that. So she's like, wait, you loved it in August. Yeah, because my vibe was totally different.
Yep.
I was fresh. I was rested. I was good.
Totally.
Now I'm like crusty and bitchy.
Yep. I look back at those pictures that she takes for us at the beginning and I'm like, oh my God, I was crushing it. What the fuck happened here?
Rushing.
Yeah. That's such a great thing.
Yeah.
You loved it. I loved it when I looked good. The days are over.
It was working for me. Now I'm just like, can we high waist it, make it baggy,
totally
throw like a loafer with it?
What can I wear that can cover loafer? You do. Well, I just had a pumpkin loaf because I'm hungover. More on the full length podcast on Thursday about that. It's fine. I'm having a great time in life. Next, girl.
Oh my God, this is such a good question. Akon 11, for sit-down interviews, who decides the chair situation? Oh. Some look very comfy versus others.
What a great question.
Would be our producers that do it. And a lot of times it's like what's available either at the hotel or the restaurant or wherever they have picked out for us. Or sometimes our producers actually even go to like a Home Depot that morning and look for certain things. But that is a great question. Chris is going to be annoyed by this. I am very like hands-on in terms of like what the set looks like because I always try to make it like be okay with my shoes and the color of my outfit. Like I already know I have Patrick Mahomes tomorrow and it's like a lower chair and I'm in a skirt. So we also like plan like which way I'm sitting and the side of my face that's showing.
that's not annoying. I don't care so much as Erin. Erin's detail oriented and that's what makes her so good.
I'm 107.
Nope. You are very detail oriented because you're good at what you do. I'm the gal and very similar to her packing. She thinks of everything and you're lucky that I even like, you know, obviously don't get enough underwear in half the time, but you're lucky if I even get a bag packed or on the airplane. Again, for more on that, listen to the full-length podcast. But I think for me, all I care about is that so for all you future producers out there or anyone that's aspiring to be a broadcaster or is a broadcaster, these are three questions that I suggest you ask. What is the color of the background? So you're not wearing a red outfit and the background is red. Are you sitting in low chairs or high chairs? Because again, if you're sitting in a high chair and you're wearing a skirt, then you end up in a Saquon Barkley interview where it looks like you're not wearing any pants. Okay. So that's my second suggestion.
You're so wrong about that.
And third, I don't have a preference on side when they're like, oh, do you have a side? I don't know. Pick one, left one. It's whatever side my zit is.
You don't have a side? Yeah.
No. What? Do you have a side?
Yeah. What? My nose is like a lot longer going this way. It's just like, I mean, I have a big nose anyways, but it's a little easier to deal with this way. So I try to be, if it's on a certain side, I try to be towards like an angle where it's not like profile.
Oh, I didn't. Okay.
And my nose kind of hooks on the other side.
Hook and ladder. You're ridiculous. But no, I don't have a side, but I do, if I have a zit or I know something's going on one side, I kindly ask, can I sit on that side? But yeah. Those are things, but great question.
It is really good. Amspell, if you get to choose what time you're going to bed and when are you waking up? I don't ever go to bed early enough. Chris is really good at that. And I wake up way too early because I'm having anxiety.
Probably because I'm so happy in my life now and not dealing with drama that I sleep like a baby. let me tell you what, like I was not sleeping for a while. Oh, I actually remember like a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh, I'm not sleeping very well.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on, but I'm normally
when
a really good sleeper.
Taking?
Those patch things, they're called the patch. And it's like, it has vitamins in it. And it's, Steve had them. And I was like, are these going to work? I'm like, knocks me out. Because I've never done
really?
Any of the melatonin, any of that stuff. And I've never needed those. They work like a charm. Now I'm back on a schedule. I'm like a baby on my sleep schedule. Ugh. I sleep like a little champ.
Right,
but I go to bed early. I also try.
You do.
I don't know. I go to bed early. I'll sleep in if I need to. But I usually wake up around 7 because the dogs need to go out.
Yeah.
And the alarm clock in your brain or whatever. Like, I don't really wake up with an alarm. I just kind of wake up. That's a long-winded answer.
Yeah.
And now we all need to go to bed because this answer is taking too long. Mirda, the mommy? I hope I'm saying
sure.
that right. Are you going to dive into The Bachelor after the Super Bowl? So funny that you should ask, Mirda the mommy, because I've never been a Bachelor watching kind of gal, but I was perusing on Hulu the other day and the Bachelor thing was up. And I go, you know what? I'm going to see what's going on here. Again, at 40, let's see what the 20-year-olds are doing out in the streets. I watched half an episode. I got to be honest. I was like, I can't do this shit. I was like, I am so far past like what they're talking
yeah.
about and what they're doing. And I was like, I felt like I was doing a TikTok video that I shouldn't be doing. So
yeah,
I don't get into it, but good for them. Good for Jesse Palmer. Although one of the girls on there, she goes, go back to ESPN. She said that to him on the show. I was crying. I was like,
That's hysterical.
I should have recorded it for you. Well, it's on Hulu. I'll go back and record it. It was so funny. She just like yelled, she's like 10 cocktails in. She goes, go back to ESPN.
Great.
And your little dog too. Yeah.
Hey, a little dog too. We love those questions. Thank you guys for
Thank
sending
you.
Them. Keep them up. I mean, they really are creative. And
They're
great.
The best. Yeah.
I love them.
I get really excited to see what you guys ask. So thank you. Our full-length podcast is out on Thursday. We will be full into Super Bowl mode at that point when you guys take a listen. But yeah, bye guys. See you Thursday.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it. State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.